In the gospel reading today, when the apostles ask why the Lord speaks in parables, he tells them that to them is made known the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to the rest in parables, that seeing they may not see and hearing they may not understand. And you look at that and say, well, wouldn't he want us to see and understand? Why would he do this? And the humorous part is even he tells them that to them, the mysteries of the kingdom of God have been made known, and yet they don't understand either. Over and over and over again, that's the pattern we see. The disciples don't understand. Consequently, the Lord takes them out and takes them aside and has to explain things to them. And thanks be to God, that's the case, because then at least we can understand some of it. You can ask yourself, if you simply heard the parable that our Lord spoke today without the explanation, would you be able to say, oh yeah, the seed is the word of God, and the path is this one, this path is that, this one is that? Probably not. And so we recognize the grace that God has given to us, like his disciples, his apostles, to be able to have insight into the mystery of the Word of God. But this is only the beginning. That's the part we must understand. When we're talking about the Word of God, it is something which is infinite. St. John of the Cross says it so beautifully. He says, in the silence of eternity, God spoke one word. Jesus. That's it. It's all that he had to speak. Everything else is contained in that one word. Everything is contained in that one word because, as Scripture says, everything was created for him and through him. So everything that is created, because he is God, is in him. And therefore, the more that we know him, the more that we have insight into the mystery. We will never know it fully because it is infinite. And yet, it can be known to at least some degree. And the closer we draw to him, the more insight we're going to have. Which also then reminds us that we need to make sure that we know the scriptures. The scriptures are the word of God as he wanted us to know it. And consequently, in those words that are written in sacred scripture, the person and therefore the mystery of God is revealed as fully as it can be in this life. And then, because Jesus himself is the Word of God, then in the Blessed Sacrament, we have the fullness of God's revelation, because it is the person of our Blessed Lord. And so we need to know the Scriptures, because that's what God has wanted for us. And then we need to know the Lord. We need to spend that time in prayer, and we need to make sure that we are seeking union with him, because that's the only way we're going to understand. And you might look at it and say, but he doesn't speak back. He's there in a hidden form. And true, he is. And he's there very silently and in that sense very passively. But that doesn't mean that he isn't speaking. The problem is most of the time we just can't hear. Sometimes we can't hear because we're looking for an audible kind of voice, and that's not going to happen. Sometimes we don't hear because we've crowded out the voice of God. Sometimes we don't hear because we're expecting some sort of grand insight, something extraordinary to happen during prayer. And that's rarely the case. Most of the time, God will speak outside of the time of prayer. It wouldn't happen if we weren't praying, but most of the time, it's not during the formal time of prayer. So as you go deeper and deeper into the mystery of God, the darker and the drier prayer gets. consequently, the more difficult it gets. And therefore, we seem to think that there are no insights happening, that there's nothing. That's exactly how people will describe it. There is nothing. And then as they go deeper, they said, well, it was nothing before, but somehow it's even more nothing than it was before. True enough, when you're actually sitting in prayer. And yet, when you read the saints who have gone through all of that darkness, and you look at the insights that they have, you recognize that there is something profound that is happening that they don't even recognize is happening. Because for them, it's just painful and it's dark. Sometimes it gets to certain points in the prayer life where the saints even feel like they've been abandoned by God, that God has finally given up on them. He doesn't want anything to do with them. And yet they continue to have these profound insights. And if they would only recognize that those profound insights, which didn't happen in the darkness of their prayer, but yet God is infusing that into their minds. As that darkness is there, they are being purified so that they are going to be able to see and understand things on a more profound level. That's what God wants for every one of us. He doesn't just want a surface level kind of understanding. That's easy enough, and it's profound all by itself. But he wants you to go deep. He's inviting you into the depth of his being. That's what you're going to do for all eternity if you get to heaven. You're going to be looking right into the very essence of God, and you're going to go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into God. There will always be infinitely more. And yet, you can still go deeper and deeper and deeper. But the beautiful thing is, he's already offering that to you now. You don't have to wait until you get to heaven for that to begin. You can begin that process already. That obviously requires a purification for us, because spiritually, we aren't capable of being able to see into the essence of God right now. We can begin that process, and just like the saints, as we become more and more purified, we're able to see more and more. We're able to see more deeply. We're able to see more profoundly. We're able to understand things that we've never been able to understand before, because we're able to go deeper, because we are purified more. That's what that darkness and dryness and pain is all about. It's purifying us so that the mysteries of God can be revealed to us in a more profound way. And if we can understand, at least to the degree that we can, that this is what God is calling us to, this is what he's offering to us, we should be so filled with joy and so filled with desire to be able to come to him, to pray, and to unite ourselves with him, to know him more and more and more, because that's what he's asking. You can know somebody from a distance, but what good is that going to do? You just know who they are. But the more time you spend with somebody, the more you actually get to know them. And the more you know them, the more they reveal themselves to you. And that means the more that you can love them, can know them, and consequently, the more you can love them. That's what the Lord is offering to each and every one of us. If, as he says, to you the mystery of God has been given, the mystery of God is himself. He's an infinite mystery. But yet, he's given this to you. It's a parable in and of itself. It's something that isn't going to make any sense to us. Again, it's that simple question. Ask yourself, why me? If the mystery of God is going to be revealed, why to me? That's a mystery too. Why didn't God reveal it to this person or that person or the other one? These people are super smart and I'm not, but yet he's given this to us. Why? Because he loves you. Because he wants you to love him. That's what this is all about. And so it's not just about the parables. The people, if they hear the parables and don't understand, the chances are they're just going to walk away. But if somebody hears the parable and that piques their interest, they're not walking away. They're going to try and dig in. They're going to try to understand. They're going to ponder this parable for a while, see if they can begin to plumb the depths of it. God is offering himself to you. And he's not asking that you look at it and say, well, it's infinite and it's dark and it's difficult, so I'm just going to walk away. He's saying, no, I want you to ponder this. I want you to really work at this. I want you to go deeper and deeper and deeper because I've got an infinite mystery for you. If that piques your interest, then the mysteries of God have been revealed to you. If you look at it and go, eh, whatever, that's nice, then to you, God has spoken in parables, so that seeing you do not see and hearing you do not understand. Pray for that grace to see and to understand, to recognize the gift that has been given, the invitation that has been extended. And if that burning is in your heart, that desire is in your mind, come to him. Know him as he has revealed himself in the scriptures. Come to know him especially as he is truly present in the Holy Eucharist, and go deeper and deeper into the infinite mystery of God himself.